Thanks so much for your time, and clearly thanks for all that your department and the others did today.
Yeah, it was a pretty large fire, and we did everything we could here to save it, but unfortunately the fire spread pretty quickly through the airport hangar here and caused quite a bit of damage.
Tell me what happened. This started early, around 6 this morning?
Yeah, apparently somebody coming by the airport here spotted the building on fire and reported it and called 911, and our guys got here and realized that it was a pretty large fire already when we got here, and so we called the rest of our fire department in addition to other fire departments in the area to help us out.
Who was your call to help?
I don't want to leave anybody out, but I think it was Central Warren Fire Department, Roseville, Alexis, Abingdon, Little York. And I can't remember who else. I don't know if I mentioned Roseville, but there's quite a few fire departments here.
How serious of a situation is this, maybe compared to other types of structure fires? And I'm thinking, because I was just talking with one of the rural department guys that was here, that there were planes inside here, and those planes can carry quite a bit of fuel. I imagine that was probably the main concern?
Yeah, we didn't know how the planes would react to the fire. Yeah, obviously, you're always worried about explosions and things like that, which we did have a few, but I'm not sure if those came from the airplanes or if maybe they had something else stored in the building that exploded during the fire. But we did have a small explosion, and it blew part of the roof off the building at one point, and but there, as far as I know, the planes didn't really explode themselves, but they did burn up, though, in there.
Jet fuel is a pretty serious thing to contend with, I'm sure.
Yeah, and these are smaller planes. I'm not sure what kind of fuel they do run on. I'm not that familiar with it, but, it was a cause for concern anyway.
I saw where there are still two planes here on the grounds. Were those the only two were you able to recover any, or were those the only two?
Yeah, our firefighters were able to stop the fire from spreading all the way to the other end of the building, and we did get it stopped at one point, and had some people here that are familiar with the airplanes in the airport. They went in with our guys to actually pull those airplanes out by hand and put them away from the fire to save them.
That's got to be kind of a dangerous thing to kind of pull off, I imagine.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. We wouldn't let people in if it was that dangerous, but we were able to stop the fire at a certain point before it actually damaged the other end of the building, and that's where the airplanes were. The guys were able to pull out.
All told, how long did this take to kind of get under control and then get put out for the most part?
I'd say, about 45 minutes into the fire is when we actually stopped it from getting any worse. It may have been a little earlier than that. It's hard to tell in the heat of the moment, I guess, when you stopped it. But they did really, our firefighters did a really good job of getting it stopped, getting it contained, and getting it put out, considering how much damage is actually here.
I know from experience, I see the state fire marshal on the scene. I know that it used to be one of those things that you brought them in if a fire was suspicious, but now you bring them in pretty much regardless, right?
Yeah, we investigate every fire we go to try to figure out what the cause of the fire was. But, larger fires like this with a high dollar loss or, having to do with an airport and things like that, we thought it would be best to call in the state fire marshal's office investigator.
I heard there might have been, you put so much water on this fire that there might have been some water main breaks because of it?
Yeah, we were using the water, obviously, here on hydrants that were locally, but we were using so much of it that we had to actually shuttle water in from other parts of the city. And, when you get to turning those hydrants on and off so much, filling the trucks up, that it can cause some water hammer and things like that. So occasionally you will have a water main break because of it, and they're addressing that right now.
I imagine so. Where does this kind of rank in terms of fires you've dealt with over the course of your career?
This is, it really was a really bad fire, but we've had some fires that were a lot worse. Not that long ago, we had a fire over here at Smithfield just across the way from us, and it was a pretty large fire, too, and that wasn't that long ago, I think two or so years ago. So, it was a very large fire, though.
I saw some pictures that were sent out with a press release from the fire department, and then there were some sent to us on social media as well. I hate to use spectacular in a non-positive sense, but it looked like it was at some point pretty spectacular of a fire.
Yeah, I imagine there was a lot of heat in that building at one time. When I was coming into the scene, the flames were, I bet they were 40 or 50 foot tall. They were going pretty high up into the sky, so.
I know firefighters train all the time. Is this the sort of thing you've trained on before, or is it one of those things where you just do what you think you can, what you think you know to do, and hope for the best?
No, we do train on this too for this type of situation. Obviously, we train for residential fires and for commercial fires, and our firefighters, like I said, they did a very good job of getting this fire stopped and contained, and nobody was injured, which is very good too. And so, we did a good job.
Were there any other problems other than having the planes inside and having the issues with water and that sort of thing?
No, you know, usually you run into problems like with the construction of the building. A lot of this has a metal roof on it, which did collapse inside, and a lot of times that will keep the fire. You know, it's hard to get water onto the fire when that happens because the roof is sitting on so close to on top of it. But, you know, you just got to find other avenues to get the water on the fire and put it out.
Have you talked to anybody from the airport today? And if so, how are they kind of reacting to all this?
You know, there have been several people out here that are very have a lot to do with the airport out here. And, you know, I obviously everybody's kind of devastated over this. You know, this is kind of a bit of a big landmark in our community for so long. To see it get burned like this, it is a big hit for everybody.
This fire, I imagine, could have probably were across the street from Monmouth Park. There were farm fields and other parts of the airport away from here. This could this have spread and been a lot worse than it was, do you think?
You know, the fire spreading was not really a big concern for us. There aren't any other structures nearby. If it had been really dry or something, then maybe you'd worry about embers or something falling somewhere. But, you know, it's a fairly wet day out, so I don't think that that was a big concern for us.
We're here on the far end of the airport building where it looks like maybe a lot of the damage was. I presume this is the area where it started, you know?
You know, I don't know for sure. I believe that this end of the building where we're standing is probably where it started, but I honestly don't know for sure. That's why we're going to investigate and figure it out.
I mentioned the fire marshal, but I didn't actually say. I assume you think it's an accident at this point?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't want to say one way or another. I don't believe it's suspicious. I don't believe it's an accident. It's one or the other, and that's what we're here to figure out.
I still see a little bit of smoke, which is to be expected at this time, but is there any concern about this flaring back up?
You know, we always are concerned about this, especially with, like I said, with the roof all collapsed in on the inside. It's hard to get water on every bit of the fire. We're going to have some heavy equipment come in here pretty soon and just try to pull some of this roofing away and see if we can get water on the rest of it.
Here in Galesburg, we were obviously thinking about fire for some reason today since Chief Tom Simpkins is retiring, but I imagine if this was your last day on the job, this would not be how you'd want to go out.
You know, honestly, Tom did call me this morning when I just got to the fire and offered to see if we needed any help or anything like that, and you know, it is his last day. Congratulations to him. He's had a long, great career over there at Galesburg, and you know, it was nice of him to call over and help. But you know, by that time, the fire was pretty much under control anyway, and so I told him to, you know, go ahead and enjoy the rest of his last day at work.
I can't imagine that there were many times where you would need someone as far away as Galesburg to come in and help, but that's always a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've had several fires, and like I said, the Smithfield fire, and, you know, long ago we had the Wells pet food plant down there catch on fire.
I remember that.
Yeah, we had fire departments in from all over the area. You know, we even had, for Wells, we had as far away as Macomb come up and help us out with that fire. And, yeah, you just call who has the right equipment and who can get here quickly, and you can do what you got to do.
How often have you otherwise have you talked or had to deal with Chief Simpkins in your career? I guess since we talked to him on the air this morning, I figure I might as well advance it a little bit here.
Yeah, I talk to, you know, Tom fairly frequently. You know, we're two the full-time fire departments that are you know, near each other, and so we communicate quite often, and you know, we have a pretty good relationship with fire departments over here.
All right, Monmouth Chief Casey Rexroth, thanks so much again for your time, and thanks for all you and your departments and your fellow departments here did today and do on a regular basis.
All right, thank you very much for the interview.